You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Communities up and down Central California have rich stories to tell in their history. Sometimes, though, the challenge is actually documenting those stories and preserving them for future generations. There's a new project that aims to do just that. They have an exhibit, an event coming up, and an online archive that aims to tell the story of one Kern County community. It's called Digital Delano, and joining us now, we have Bakersfield College Delano campus history professor Oliver Rosales joining us to tell us more. Oliver, welcome.
I'm glad to be here, Joe.
So Digital Delano, tell me about what this means.
Yeah, so the National Endowment for the Humanities came out with a recent grant last year called the Common Heritage Initiative. And in short, what it was designed to do is it recognized that community histories are oftentimes reposited in libraries and archives, but there's also a kind of deeper history that often isn't recorded in traditional archives. And these are in people's homes, these are in people's garages, in people's family histories. And so this project, Digital Delano, is designed to reach those histories in Delano that haven't been recorded in traditional archives. And we're finding that the results are truly living up to Delano's city motto, which is an international history. And that's exactly what we've been harvesting the past year.
So tell us a little more about some of those stories that you've heard already. I mean, a lot of people know about Delano and the role that community played in the founding of the UFW and Cesar Chavez there, the great Filipino population that has also called Delano home. Tell me a little more about some of the things that you uncovered.
Yeah, we've certainly been receiving donors that speak to both of those issues, right? On the one hand, pushing the story of the farm worker movement much deeper than traditional scholarship is right now, as well as, again, the Filipino contributions to farm labor history. But Delano has a much older history that goes way before 1965, when the Delano grape strike launched. So some of the most exciting histories that we've been getting are from some of the oldest families in Delano that go back to the founding of the city over 100 years ago. We've received a lot of military and veteran histories, some really exciting correspondence between Delano area residents and Japanese Americans who were interned during World War II. That sort of speak to the congenial relations, I guess, between white Americans and Japanese Americans, even during a time like internment. So we've been getting all kinds of stuff, I mean, that really, as I said, kind of complicate maybe traditional narratives or stories of Delano and shed light on civic participation after World War II, the role of women, diverse migration streams. It's absolutely fascinating stuff.
So you also have an event coming up next Tuesday that's open to the public. Tell me about that.
We do. So the past year we've been doing public outreach events, and on May 1st, we're having our culminating event for the grant period. It's at the Bakersfield College Delano campus, and we're having an event between 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., and we're featuring Dawn Mabalan. She's a professor of history at San Francisco State University, who is an expert on Filipino-American history in California and is working on a new biography of Larry Itliong, the co-founder of the United Farm Workers. We're also going to have a community donor panel of folks who have donated to our archive or are actually using the archive in their classroom. So we have a professor who's going to sit on that panel as well and talk about how she has integrated place-based approaches to her curriculum. And then my fellow project director and I, Elizabeth Sunby, our librarian, are going to talk a little bit more about the archives and about our future efforts to preserve these local histories well beyond the life of the grant, which is wrapping up this year. It is open to the public. We welcome members, particularly folks who come from rural communities. It doesn't have to be in Delano, but Early Mart, Shafter, Wasco, et cetera, to come learn more about the project. We'll be serving food at noon, and things should wrap up just after 2 p.m.
Are you also asking for people to continue to share their stories and maybe photos,
yes,
other things that
absolutely
they have?
We will absolutely have our digitization booth on site. So people are welcome to bring family artifacts or learn more about doing oral history. We could get people's contact information. People are welcome to leave the materials with our administrative staff, or if they want to scan it during the time of the event, we can do that as well. And we will also provide free jump drives for donors. So we don't actually take the material. We essentially just digitize it and also give out flash drives for people to preserve these histories, which would otherwise be lost. And that's been, to me, one of the most meaningful things about this grant project is students talking about, their grandparents and their aunts and their uncles not thinking that their family histories were necessarily important, but through this process of donation, have come to kind of see that greater significance. And it's been very meaningful, I think, for our Delano campus college students, especially and their families.
How do you think that can change the interpretation of Delano history and that important part of our valley?
You know, I think history is always in the eye of the beholder. And so I think, the goal of this project really is to do curriculum building from the bottom up, targeting high school kids. That's why we're inviting migrant program kids from the Delano Joint Union High School District to the event, because, it changes how they interpret their history, how they interpret their families, how they interpret their communities, as well as it speaks to larger historiographical questions or how professional historians write the history of Delano and California history. But I think my motivation primarily is dealing with how young people think about their own families and their own, how they situate themselves within a California narrative. I think that's the goal of our project, and I think we have most definitely achieved that and want to continue to spread the word about the project.
If people want more information and want to attend the event, what should they do?
Yeah, absolutely. They can contact me, Oliver Rosales. I'm the main project director. My office line is 661, area code 395-4033. They're also welcome to contact the Bakersfield College Library, who can also put anyone who's interested in donating to this project in contact with the project directors. There is on the Bakersfield College Library webpage a link to Digital Delano, so folks who are interested in browsing can see some of the resources there that are under development and how they could participate in the project in the future.
Again, Oliver Rosales from Bakersfield College Delano campus, a history professor there, about the Digital Delano archives and the event taking place Tuesday, May 1st. Thank you so much today.
Thank you, Joe.